Now, though, Gilbert and Sullivan fans take note, the Gondoliers is coming back to the county. The East Norfolk Operatic Society are performing the opera between the 3rd and the 6th of May at the Madam Market Theatre in Norwich. Patrick Monk is the stage director and Roz Swetman, the musical director, join me now in the studio. Hello, hello. Do you know, I said, could you please sit on the blue microphone? This is what happens when I open the blue microphone. So if you could now move to the red microphone, it's hilarious. Just as a little insight to what happened before we... Oh, no, you need to be on the yellow microphone.
Oh, my.
It's actual musical chairs. We're going to have Roz on the red.
Hooray!
Patrick on the yellow.
Hooray!
Literally. Okay, just to give an insight, literally what happened before we went live is I was like, sit on the red and the blue. No, actually, sit on the blue and... No, actually, sit on the... We have different coloured microphones in the studio, but apparently the blue one is broken. So we won't use that one. Hello, Roz. Hello, Patrick.
Hello there.
No one will notice at all. Well, also, we've had an autocorrect in the queue that I managed to get over seamlessly before the microphone broke, which has called you the East Norfolk Operations Society. Which I'm assuming you are not.
That's the kindest cut of all.
you haven't renamed yourself secretly.
No,
when I was
absolutely not.
Now, Gilbert and Sullivan, I had loads of friends who did Gilbert and Sullivan. We did, in fact, I was involved in one performance as a very, very small bit part when I was at university. People go mad for G&S.
They do. And what is great that, although actually, I mean, when I was a youngster, which is about a million years ago, we did actually always do an annual G&S at school, which was in my day, Fateham Grammar School. And we did do G&S performances, productions every year. I don't think it's done in schools anymore. And I think it's a great shame then that there's a whole generation now which has not grown up with G&S, because there's still so much that's fun about it. There's actually often an element of pantomime. I don't think it's just the way we do it, but there is often an element of pantomime.
It's sort of over-the-top fun. Yeah.
Silly.
But even if it's not done at schools, we have the Amateur Society, so come and do it with us, you know.
Now, Patrick, you're directing.
That's
what
right.
Do you think makes G&S...
Well,
what sets it apart?
It's such enormous fun, and wherever it's set, it's all about Britain. It's satirising things British, things English, and so even though we have a setting in Venice and it's very romantic and you have all sorts of odd characters, it's still satirising things British. So you'll recognise that in the show. And it's one of the most popular of the G&S's, but it's perhaps not done as often as the Mikado or the Pirates, because it's such a big scale show. It's got, I think, 17 parts plus chorus, and it's quite spectacular as well. So
how come you guys ended up doing it? It sounds like quite the daunting task.
We pulled the short straw.
I think because of our age, we weren't the fastest ones out of the tour.
So, I mean, it sounds really epic for an amateur group to put on.
It is a huge thing. There's lots of parts, lots of name parts, which actually is lovely because it gives across the board everybody a chance to do things. If you're doing something with very few principal parts, it does limit how many people actually can get up and have a go. But because there are so many lovely little parts in this, everyone can have such fun and everyone learns so much from it. And that's just great, I have to say.
Did it make the auditioning process quite epic as well, that you had to audition for so many parts?
It was a long afternoon.
Never has a gin bottle looked more fun at the end of that afternoon. It was a long day, but it was such fun. I mean, you know, and so great seeing so many people come forward. It's just fantastic.
And I mean, you guys, you've come in, you're just like exuding fun in the studio. You're talking about G&S, which is fun. Rehearsals, all of the putting together of this performance must be... It's just full of laughter.
It's got to be fun, otherwise you wouldn't do it. I mean, and it is. It is huge fun. And, you know, I say, because so many of us have been working together for so long, we know each other well. And if we get new people in, we've got a good core group who can welcome new people and enjoy it.
And we do start. I mean, we have auditions the end of September, so I have my music rehearsals with the whole company through October, November, then 2 weeks into December. So that is just sitting down and teaching the company every single note, and that will be principals and chorus stuff. And that's the best time for me, because to just see them. And as well, you know, not many of our people read music, and that's what makes me so proud of them, in particular the chorus. To hear the harmony work that they achieve is just so outstanding. Our chorus is just amazing. Principals you always think are going to be good, but Our chorus is astoundingly good, and I'm so proud of how hard they work. And we have a lot of fun, but I do work them hard.
We do, you do.
We do laugh a lot, but gosh, they work.
And singing in harmony, everybody knows it's not necessarily the easiest thing. Does the GNS writing make it easier? Does it sit really well in the voices?
Well,
it's so tuneful.
It is tuneful, but it's interesting because you'd think it's going to be just dumpty-dumpty-dum, easy-peasy music. But my goodness, there's some really... tricky bits that suddenly people will fall over and think, oh, well, I didn't see that coming.
Some of it is quite challenging. You know, some of it,
yeah,
you know,
it is. Yes, very much so.
That's right. And also, this show has a lot of dancing, which, of course, would be my big challenge on this. You know, we have the gavotte, the kachuka, the tarantella, and quite a lot of different things for everybody to master. And they've done so well. They really, you know, because we're not all dancers. We have to study it hard, and we have a lot of fun doing it as well.
So, just if you don't know how to do, what were they, a gavotte and a... and whatever else,
you learn.
Tarantella,
a
kachuka. Do you have to just sort of hop on YouTube and figure it out?
That's the sort of thing.
Something like that.
I mean, the other problem is, I remember from school, if we ever had to sing and process, it's quite hard actually to concentrate on singing and moving your feet,
yes.
And that's just walking.
Yeah.
Never mind if you've actually got to, you know, remember dance moves, remember music, all of it.
It's ever so much like that thing of rubbing your tummy and patting your head at the same time, because some of the dance moves which Patrick had set have been, you know, stamp, stamp, clap, clap, sing, sing, stamp, stamp, and it's all happening at once. And I, as MD, am standing there thinking, I haven't a clue how they're doing this.
Well, sometimes
really?
I haven't.
I'm sure they haven't. Do any of them just sort of throw their toys out of the pram, or in a very, very well-behaved way, say, I just can't do it?
I've never known people throw their toys out of the pram. They might say, help, can we do that bit again? Please, may we?
They're a very good humoured company. They work very hard, and they because it is so much dancing, and it's that sort of show, you can't get away from it. And they've worked so hard at it, and no one has tantrums.
No.
We're a very good humoured company.
And we're also incredibly lucky. This is our third production where we've got lovely tenor coming and joining us from London, Martin Milnes, who is now getting well known to our locals. I mean, we're blessed having Martin, who's a great friend of ours. He and his professional partner, Dominic Ferris, have got residency at St James's Theatre London. So it's marvellous that Martin has fitted us in and is coming and singing one of the tenor roles for us again. And when he comes, it's like being plugged into a national grid. It's just suddenly everybody is so excited, and he's so great.
And what happens with like instrumentation? Is it accompanied by piano, or do you have
We have a lovely orchestra.
So much more than just piano.
I was just thinking that, you know, you'd want to have an orchestra, but getting together, I mean, you already talked about the size of the cast that you need, getting together all the players as well. This is a lot of people.
Especially
to coordinate.
In the Madamarket, There's not a lot of space.
An actual pit for an orchestra or a band, but we're squishy. I have seven instrumentalists, all of whom are fabulous, well-known throughout Norfolk, string players, woodwind players, brass player, keyboard player, and it's just absolutely lovely. They just come in. We've had our first rehearsal last week with them, and I did actually cry after the overture, and they said it wasn't that bad. And I said, no, it's just because they just came in, and they were just perfect and fantastic.
And I think we've actually got one of the best orchestra setups we've had for a long time.
Yeah,
they were playing so well.
Bunch.
It's really great.
It's just wonderful.
And it's so exciting. You both look like you're loving it so much.
Absolutely, yes.
Now, and we're right on the cusp. It seems insane to me that we're on the cusp of May. So we're right near your performance opening.
Yeah.
Are you like really nervous at the moment, or are you just thinking, this is all sounding absolutely amazing, we are so ready to get on stage?
If we are nervous, we're not going to admit to it.
No.
So don't ask that question.
The fact I'm spilling my water.
Hands quivering and shaking. But it is, I mean, it's the 3rd to the 6th of May.
It's the 4th to the 7th of May.
So nearly, right.
And I say, you know, there are seats for all performances, but the tickets are going out of the box office fairly quickly, so book early to avoid disappointment. We don't want anybody disappointed.
And shall we give the box office number just for anyone who's interested?
Right.
So it's Madamarket Theatre, and their box office number is 01603 620917, or you can buy tickets online now with their marvellous techo-wittiness on the Madamarket website.
I thought you were going to do an All Together Now ensemble rendition of the phone number because you were both poised there. We've mentioned that this production is so huge, The Gondoliers. Where do you go next? Is it just going to be a disappointment to have to downscale to whatever the next production is? Or
next year, we already know what we're doing next year, and it will be The Yeoman of the Guard, which is possibly the most, in inverted commas, most serious of all the operas. It was Sullivan's attempt to actually produce opera rather than light comedy operetta. So next year we are really going to be looking for lots more people to join us. We would like to have a big double chorus, men in particular, ladies as well would be lovely, men in particular. And when I say you will be taught everything note by note, you will be taught note by note. So no one should be fearful that they don't read music, they wouldn't grasp it, because you would, because you'd be taught it and you'd have such fun.
And so if you would like to join us, you get a very warm welcome. So do look on Enos's website, that's enoxsoc.co.uk, and you know, you'll get all the information there you need. And come along and see us next week and see what you make of us.
And it's the East Norfolk Operatic Society, East Norfolk Operations Society.
Absolutely. I like the Operations Society better. I think it's a cut above the rest.
Patrick Monk, stage director of The Gondoliers, and also Roz Swetman, thank you very much, music director. What a joy to have you in the studio.
Thank
Come
you
back
for
and
this.
See us again.